Should barbers pay booth rent during this time of crisis, during this pandemic? Should we pay booth rent? Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. I posed this question on Instagram yesterday. I made a post. I'm not sure if you guys saw it. If you, any of you follow me on Instagram, it's I Do It Barber. This right here. Follow me on Instagram if you're just bi-curious, tri-curious, or even slightly curious. The reception of the post was actually quite funny. Wow. There we go. Okay. The reception of the post was quite funny. And the comments, boy, oh boy, they were hilarious. Now, of course, this time is leaving people with a dilemma. They have a choice to make. When you're talking about barbershop owners. Now, this doesn't apply to everyone, guys. I know this. Some people pay commission. Some people get paid hourly. But for everyone that pays booth rent, this is a question that I have for everyone. And I haven't heard anyone talking about it, but I'm definitely curious right now in this moment in time. Should we pay booth rent? Should the owners charge us booth rent at this moment? Especially if they're going to shut everything down. If they're going to close down the shops for a week or two, maybe more. Like me personally, I'm actually taking next week off. I'm going to continue working the rest of this week. And then next week, I'm going to take the week off. Now, of course, there's reasons for that. One, my kids are out of school. My wife and her job, they told her not to come back basically until April. So there's really no point for me to be going back and forth to the barbershop, doing things like this, while they're stuck at home quarantined, which actually right now, they're actually home quarantined right now, which I'm actually going to leave early. The barbershops, if you guys have probably seen, heard, or noticed, they're quite dead. I'm not going to lie to you guys. The barbershops are not that busy. This week here at this barbershop here alone, not a whole lot is going on. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've had people cancel appointments. I've had people just flat out not show up to appointments, which rightfully so. I understand them. I understand what their position there. And I totally get it. I'm not upset with anyone for not wanting to get their hair cut. It's perfectly fine with me. But of course, this leaves with a lot of people with a lot of shortage, you know, not just barbers, but people in the service industry, people that have other jobs. Like this is affecting a lot of people. So let's say you have people that work at restaurants. Now, of course, they have occupancies on the windows, typically like a few hundred, but they're saying we shouldn't have crowds of 10 or more. So let's be honest. I'm going to be honest. A lot of barbershops are probably not adhering to that. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be keep it all the way real. A lot of barbershops are not going to adhere to that. But it's affecting a lot of people. So what's the right or wrong answer? You guys let me know. What I'm going to do is this. I would like to read some of the comments of that video. Because I'm going to be honest. I think it would be quite funny. I didn't get a chance to sit down and read every comment. So while I read these comments, it's going to be actually kind of funny because some of them I just glanced at and some of them I didn't. But let's just start from the top. We have enough comments to make me laugh. So first comment from Old Country, he said, integrity check. So what I assume from this comment is he's saying, this is going to check a lot of people's integrity because a lot of people are saying like, that at least what they're thinking is if I'm not working, I don't have to pay. If I'm not there, I don't have to pay. And I understand, you know, I get it. And it does leave some people out there with a moral question of, is this the time to make the moral decision or should you just go and make a business decision? That's a real question, you know, and it's a tough one to handle right now because this is one of those things that everyone's been affected by this. Everyone's being affected. So you get sort of the trickle down of what's going on right now. The small businesses are being affected, but then you have landlords and then the landlords are being affected because a lot of the people can't pay or whatever the case may be. So next comment, what in the world? Oh, okay. He says, Big Al, my man, Big Al. He says, no way, I would not charge the actual amount unless we are working. So I see what he says there. So he wouldn't charge anything unless you guys are working, which goes back to what I said from someone else saying that They're like, hey, if I'm not working, I'm not paying. Or if I'm not there, I'm not paying. Or if you forced us to close, why should I pay? But we'll continue to read some more comments. So this next comment, I sure hope they don't, because this is out of our control. And this is true. This is definitely out of our control. There's nothing we can do. Now, if you guys have talked to any of your creditors, maybe credit card companies, mortgage, energy people, they've been sending out messages. My inbox is flooded with all sorts of messages from different companies talking about, whether it's their procedures to handle the coronavirus and how they're handling their business moving forward, or what they're telling people to do, and you know, if you're trying to pay some bills, or they're trying to say that, oh, we're going to offer you leniency, so give us a call and we'll discuss the payments and all that other stuff. We'll get into that stuff a little bit later. So next comment from Big Dog Barbershop. He says, if your equipment is in the shop, you need to pay rent. So this is Big Dog Barbershop. I don't know him personally, but interesting. If your equipment is in the shop, you need to pay rent. Now, it's funny that he left this comment. I'm going to assume he's a barbershop owner if he's taking that position. But it kind of makes me curious, because I just know how petty people can be and how petty barbers can be. I know. And I honestly could see barbers taking their stuff out of the barbershop. If the owner says, hey, if your stuff's here, you're going to have to pay. I could honestly see barbers pulling up all, especially like me, it's not easy to pull all of this stuff out. Like this would probably take me like 3 trips to get all of this stuff out of this barbershop. Now, would I do that to save myself? Because I pay $175 in booth rent, if you guys are curious. Would I do that to save myself $175 or $350? I'm going to be honest. I'm not that petty, and if worse came to worse, I wouldn't do it. But there are barbers that have a lot less than I do that can really just get up and go in one trip. I can see barbers doing that. But the real question is, like, would you guys do that? I'm kind of curious in the comments. Let me know if you would be a barber that actually did something like this. So Lori is saying, I own my own, and yeah, same here. I close the shop until April 1st. So that is when, I think that's when I'll be actually back to the barbershop, is April 1st. So I'm going to enjoy this time. I'm going to do my taxes while I'm, you know, self-quarantining, and spend some time with the family. Just hang out, you know, have some fun, watch a bunch of movies, you know, play with the kids, have fun. You know, I'm going to just use this as a time to relax. Now, here's one thing. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I've been working so hard. Oh, I've been this. Oh, I've been that. Look, you're about to get a week or two, or who knows, however long off. This is the perfect time. You've been complaining about working so hard, working, you know, all these hours. This is your perfect time to get your ass some rest and then get back to work. So everyone always loves to complain about something, like, oh, we're overworked. Oh, well, you just got a damn free vacation. And in some cases, for some people, are getting paid vacations if you get paid salary. So next comment on this Instagram post, from TX Barber 4262. Uh-oh. Okay, he left 2 comments. Ooh, he left some interesting stuff. Ah, she says you are 6 days. So he says, I'm grateful to say that not a question within our shop here in Austin. The owner understands and The way he just wrote this made no sense. The owner understands, and hell, he needs it. Oh, okay, he's just not putting punctuations. See, okay, we're not even going to talk about grammar and sentence structure and all the other nonsense. Hell, he needs it as much as the staff does, so we will not be paying rent until we're almost back to normal. And he also left another comment that says, this isn't about rent or money, but overall health and safety of not only ourselves and our families, but our clients. We're all going to be hit hard, from the owners to the contractors, and if everyone is sick, they can't work, and that chair still goes unpaid for. But as with everything, just my opinion. So that's just his opinion. on things. And everyone has a very different opinion, where it's very, whether it's loose or very, whether you're very conservative in your opinion. Everyone has a very different opinion. And it's really, I'm going to be honest, like, there's really no right or wrong. You know, I get it. And I know some of these landlords and other things, you know, they're probably putting things on deferment, or they're discounting this or that. Now, of course, you know, the government are talking about reimbursing people with like stimulus checks and things like this. So who knows if that happens, and if it does, when it will happen, who knows? But it's a very interesting time. But people, honestly, you have to use your, I think this is more of a moral thing at this point, because you really have to put things into perspective, not just think about business and the money. I mean, everybody's losing money. So it's not like one of these things where, let's say, a tornado hits your barbershop and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this may have just happened to you. But in this scenario, especially if you're talking about just the U.S., this has affected everyone. So Stacks waves. He says, hell no, I ain't paying no booth rent. And he just passed some shit for small business owners. Hell to the nah. Hell number two, the nah. Stacks waves. He said, hell to the nah. Now, like I just said, I just spoke about that. Like, they're going to do some little trickle down. So it's one of those things where if that happens, it really creeps into the moral high ground, because if you're getting reimbursed as a shop owner or a landlord or whatever, you know, you would expect that you would get some trickle down to your employees, sort of like how you buy stocks and the company pays dividends. They give you a little dividend check for being an owner in a business. So same thing here. A Medina 262 says, fuck no, LOL. Tavari Chance says, no heads to cut, no money being made, no money to pay rent. So I understand where he's coming from there. But then, of course, that logic is slightly flawed, you know, slightly in my opinion, because you could have a bad week as a barber. Let's say you don't really have many heads to cut. Does that mean you're not going to pay rent? It doesn't work that way in that scenario. So, you know, you do have to pay. But in this scenario, it's slightly different. But I definitely get where Tavari is coming from. Because I'm going to be honest. This week, it hasn't been that busy. I think, what are we in? What's today? Thursday. What day was it? I think it was Monday. I didn't cut anybody. Nobody was here. Now, yesterday, I was booked up until I left. But today, not much is going on, which I'm actually going to leave early. So it just is what it is, you know, and I get what he's saying. So Lori's saying, I would switch them to commission because I don't free rides, or I don't give free rides. So she's saying, Lori's saying she's seen nothing slow down. Well, I'm not sure where you are in the world or in the U.S., but I'm here in the Dallas area, and things have slowed down. Traffic, I wouldn't say it's non-existent. There's still some traffic here and there, but overall, it's really easy to get around here in Dallas lately. I mean, typically, you know, I don't have much of a commute, but I do experience, you know, some traffic. You know, it's easy to get in and out of, but it's just a lot of people in the way. But today, boy, I got here like really, really easy. Now, the city that I work in here in Garland, they just had someone test positive for coronavirus yesterday. Then the city that I live in, Mesquite, we had someone test positive yesterday. So it's kind of crazy. But the thing is, she was saying how I felt people here aren't taking it serious. Yeah, and see, that's the problem with this whole thing. People that don't take it serious, people that think it's a joke, people that think, oh, this is the government, they're just trying to... I had one client say this yesterday. He thinks it's a control tactic or something like that. I don't know. But I'm just like, this is the problem, and this is why it continues to spread, because you got dumbasses like this. Not to say my client's a dumbass, but just the way of thinking. That's a dumbass way of thinking. So funny, in fact, that I have a buddy. I moved here to Dallas from Florida, so I still have friends in Florida. I was looking at his story, and we lived in the beach city. So I was looking at my story, and it's spring break right now, if you guys don't know. And he was on the beach, and he did one of these to the beach. The beach was full of college kids partying and drinking and having fun. And this was around the time everyone was talking about social distancing, not having big crowds. I was like, this beach was packed. Packed, this beach was. And I'm just like, wow, this is what I'm saying. This is very irresponsible. Now, of course, these kids are college kids, like young kids. You can't tell young people what to do, blah, 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 you know, because they think they know everything, which they don't. You know, they think just because they get a little bit of knowledge, they know a whole lot of everything, which they don't. And this is what happens. This is the problem. People being ignorant like this is how this spreads. And this is how we can't get back past this thing quicker. So it's just ridiculous. And it's funny because you see, if you guys notice, there was a lot of talk about China, China this, China, China that, you know. And I'm kind of like, in the beginning, it was like really China heavy, the talks, like, oh man, this is happening in China. And then you see all the little viral videos of people passing out, people in hospital beds, people shivering and all the stuff. But then it comes here to the US and it's finally here. And then the attention shifted from China. Now the attention has shifted to the US. So it's kind of interesting because I'm just like, what about whatever happened to China? But then come to find out China contained everything. They pretty much got everything under control. And then I'm just thinking to myself, why would the U.S. not follow suit? Like, why would we not take the same measures? But I understand, right? They don't want to shut down a nation for this. They want to be prideful and whatever. But then you have these dumbass people around here, because let's say the government does say, hey, shut it the hell down. Don't come out, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have dumbasses that they're not going to listen. Because people are like, oh, I got my rights. Okay, now things are a lot different in China, you know, Japan, Korea, those countries. You know, government tells you to do something, they're going to do it, yeah, especially China, because that is not a democracy over there. If they tell you to do something, you're going to do it. And people here, they're just so dumb. A lot of people, they just can't control themselves. They feel like they got to go out. Like people that are partying at a time like this, like really, is it really that necessary to party? Like, you know, really, is it really that necessary? You know, is it really that necessary to go to this place or that place? I get it. You know, like you don't want to live in fear, but let's just be smart, especially if you have loved ones, because a lot of these people that are saying dumb stuff like this right now, they don't have any responsibilities. They don't have people counting for them. They don't have anyone that's depending on them for anything. So, of course, they're going to have a wayward way of thinking, because they're just like, I don't care. Like, oh, they ain't going to stop me from doing this. And they, yeah, because nobody's counting on your bum ass. So let's go to the next comment. Top Notch Texas. He said, nope. And if they're tripping, me getting my stuff out is no problem. Oh, man. So D Moore did it. He says, I wish a nigga would ask me for booth rent. So you see where he stands on this one. And then we got Red Hands coming in saying no with the laughing emojis. So it's definitely one of them things. kind of funny, you know, everyone's reaction to this. You know, I get it. I totally get it. You know, people's opinions are crazy. Now, here's another opinion. I missed this comment. PJ Barbers, he says, how could an owner charge rent? He's not working. The barbers ain't working. No one making money. So now if he ain't making money off heads, he gonna make it off rent from barbers who can't work. That's not right. That's more like a shakedown. And I get where you're coming from. I totally get where you're coming from. Let me hold on one second. I don't know why I thought someone was outside my door. You know, sometimes you get your spidey sense starts tingling, and you, it's like, I feel like somebody's outside my door, but nobody was. One of the barbers, he won't be back until next week. He left yesterday. Me personally, I'm going to leave next week and not come back until the beginning of April. A couple of the other barbers, I don't know what they're doing. And then one of the other barbers, he's still here, whatever. I don't know. But there's no protocol here at this particular barbershop. So I'm not going to wait on the owner to tell me what to do. I'd rather do what I'm going to do to take care of my family. So, you know, the owner, I briefly talked with him yesterday. And he was saying how he's still going to be here. And I'm just like, hey, if you can hang out here all you want. You know, now they're talking about this social distancing, you know, not having so many people. But us being barbers, we're really in close contact with customers. We're literally touching their face and everything. Like, we're really up close. So this is, for barbers, this is a very volatile time for a barber to be cutting some hair at a time like this. And you really got to think, like, is it worth it? Is it really worth cutting the heads all the way through? Now, me personally, if you have family and things like this, it really ain't worth it. I'm just going to be honest with you. It really is not worth the risk to cut some heads, to make a little bit of money, you know, just to, especially if you're trying to gain new clients or something like that, like whatever. Or if you just want to just make some money. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I've always had the opinion that money is not everything. I don't value money over morals or money over my family or money over doing the right thing. Like, I really just don't care. Like, I really don't care, because when you think about it, a lot of these clients who are canceling appointments, a lot of these are clients who are just no call, no showing for appointments. You see how much they care. So again, why should you care? You know, when people really don't care right now, they're just trying to look out for numero uno. So it's just is what it is. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys. If you own a barbershop, or if you're a barber or something like that, really take this time, especially if you have family. Like the barbershop owner here, that he don't have any responsibilities. He's single. He ain't got no kids. Of course, he's going to have that way of thinking that, oh, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to cut some heads. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take any time off. Like, the problem with a lot of barbers is they think, like, their clients are this important. They think, like, oh, this client's business is so important. I got to stay here and risk it all for them. Really? Are you fucking serious? For 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks? Like, whatever. You really think it's really that important to cut someone's hair just to make a little bit of money, to make them happy in this moment in time? Yeah, so Ray Romero says Cali is on lockdown right now, and it is what it is. Shout out to Sean Mack. Shout out to everyone who's watching. In the comments below, drop where you guys are watching this from. I'm kind of curious where everyone's watching this from. Typically, I have a pretty diverse group of people that's watching. I always have my Europeans that come through heavy. I don't know if we have any Europeans watching right now. But Lori says, I had a little kid blowing his hair on me. Then I got another kid with bugs. Yeah, see? Had another kid steal a roll of toilet paper. Now, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's really serious right now. Like, people are just doing dumb stuff for no reason. Like, stealing toilet paper from public places. And I get it, you know. Like, how much is it going to really matter for them, right? But really, is it that necessary to be stealing toilet paper? Like, let's just be honest, though. Let's be honest. You know, we're barbers. You know, we got neck strips. You know, worst comes to worst, we got neck strips. You know what I'm saying? So just take your Sanic strips home with you. take the whole thing of Sanic strips home with you. If worst gets to worst, you know, you got to work in the stash. You know, you got to work. You got to pull out in the stash. You know, if you run out with Lysol at the stores, we got Marvicide. If you got some Marvicide, you know about this stuff. This is hospital grade disinfectant. So we got some real stuff here. So, you know, holler at the barber. And guys, don't tell people about this stuff, because I don't want people raiding the beauty supplies, okay? I don't want people hitting up all the beauty supplies, buying all the Marvicide, buying all of the Sanic neck strips. Keep it on the hush, okay? Keep it on the hush, all right? So any of you guys got any questions? I see Alton Gibbs. He's from Delaware. Man, all the way up in Delaware. We got Beaumont, Cali in the building. And but like, guys, if you guys have any questions, drop them in the comments below, because I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I've got to give a client a call back, and I'm going to actually try and get out of here early today, because I'm going to just be honest. Like, I'm not worried about cutting hair. I'm not worried about making money right now. I'm just going to be honest with you. I really just don't care. I like this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go home, and I'm actually going to look up some flights for some later dates, because I'm going to try and book some travel plans for the future, like maybe in the fall probably in the fall, because I've got a trip for July planned, going to Chicago, and I'm going to try and get some stuff going for the fall too. I mean, if the ticket prices are this cheap, $49 round trip, I have a family of four. So, I mean, typically in normal circumstances, that's an expensive trip. Now, if I can get this for much cheaper, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. So that's what I'm going to start looking for. I'm going to look for some tickets, see if I can book some stuff while the prices are cheap. I've also been studying the stock market, so I'm looking to invest some more money. When am I going to drop that credit video? The credit video, I have to do another video first before I do the credit video. B. Ortiz says, I cut my own hair, so I'm good. Ray Romero's Barbershop in Palo Alto, Santa Clara. So that sounds like Cali. I'm going to Chicago for 4 days. I'll be there, I think, Thursday through Sunday. So, you know, that'll be quite interesting. But I'm going to be honest, guys. Take this serious. Tell your clients, tell people to take this serious, because people's ignorance is how this stuff spreads. People who don't believe that this is, you know, isn't dangerous, they're the reasons why stuff like this is spreading. Like, I still see people going to fast food places, going to restaurants and things like this. Like, I get it. You might be addicted to Subway. You might be addicted to Wingstop. You might be addicted to Popeye's chicken. But you gotta cut back on some of this stuff. Just chill out. Just chill for a little bit. How hard is it? Like, I saw videos of them welding people in their houses in China, you know, when they issued out that whole quarantine. You know, they were welding people in. Can you imagine if the government tried to do that shit here in America? People would have a fit. Like, these people here in America are so damn weak. They have no self-control. People, they can't just say no for something. Just for, like, a week, two, just chill out, you know. Upstate NY Albany in the house. That's what's up, Sean Mack. But people just can't control themselves. I really don't get why people just can't say, hey, all right, I'm going to just chill. I'm going to fall back for a little bit. Then we're going to get back to business. Why can't people do this? Because there's so many conspiracy theorists. There's so many skeptics out here that don't want to believe this, don't want to believe that. Look, if it's that much of a conspiracy, why did the NBA shut down? Why did March Madness shut down? Why are these schools closing? Why are people willing to lose millions of dollars for a conspiracy? Obviously, it's something. Now, you could say the reason why this coronavirus stuff happened. Now, there might be a little bit something there, because I am a little bit skeptical about why it happened. But the actual disease being serious, yeah, of course, I don't believe that there's a conspiracy there, or, you know, it's just a fear tactic. Look, I rarely get sick anyway. I get sick probably once or twice a year. I'm not trying to get sick now, because, of course, I got a family. My kids, about a month ago, both of my kids had the flu. My daughter had the flu, and then as soon as she recovered, my son had the flu. Luckily, man, my wife didn't get the flu, but in cases like this, like, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be out, because I was looking at what they were saying. If you get diagnosed with it, you're going to be out for a couple weeks. So imagine that, right? So imagine if you don't, you want to be a dumbass, you want to, you know, masquerade and parade around town having fun, then you get it. Then your ass gonna be down for a couple weeks, and who knows who else you infected. So, you know, be very responsible. Very, very responsible in a time like this. Ray Romero says, the boss wanted us to work, then went to shelter in place, been on lockdown for 3 days here in Cali. And yeah, I hear a lot of those bigger cities are having more problems with it, like New York, California, places like this. You know, we're starting to get more cases here in Texas. So especially in the Dallas area, I've heard of 4 of the surrounding cities have people that had cases of it. The first city that was in question in the Dallas area, I hear that place is like a ghost town right now. It's really quiet over there. But people just really need to put their health, their morals above finances right now. And this goes just beyond barbering. I'm not even talking about just barbering. I'm talking about everything. So, you know, be very careful right now. I'm going to end this podcast because, like I said, I got to give a call back. And I'm going to try and get the hell up out of here because, like I said, there really is not much going on in the barbershop, guys. I don't know if you guys are working right now. I don't know what you guys are doing right now. But it ain't a whole lot going on. And I'm going to be honest, I'd rather be at home if there's not a whole lot going on in the barbershop or whatever. I could be doing something else because, like I said, I got to get my taxes done. So I'm going to use this time to get my taxes done and do some other things so I can move forward. So it's actually kind of a good thing that it happened because I've been putting my taxes off for a while now, but now it's no excuse. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast or next video. I plan on dropping a haircut tutorial tomorrow. Actually, I just got to upload it. And we'll see about next week. Maybe I'll drop another video next week. I have part of it shot already. I actually just need one more client, and I've got a client coming in tomorrow that would be perfect for this video. It's on, and I'll tell you what the video is. It's basically how to get the perfect C when you're doing someone's beard. So that's what that video is tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but potentially next week. So I'll see you guys. It's been your man, I Do It, signing out, and I will holla.